This is Eric Larson, and I'm speaking with Monsignor Daniel Hegarty, chaplain at St. Vincent's Hospital in Jacksonville, Florida, on March 20th, 1985, concerning the Blessing of the Fleet ceremony in St. Augustine, Florida.
When Christ started, see? I mean, remember when the ship and the boat was rocking and all that, and he walked in the water. There was an old priest by the name of Father Castro. Always said to me, he said, why don't you do something for the people in West Augustine? I didn't know where West Augustine was the same. So I said, he came after the game and said, well, when are we going to see the people in West Augustine? I said, okay, one day. I said, we'll go down and see. So after that, he wanted me to build a church. So I went to draw around and I could see that the nice little homes and quite a few little ships, shrimpers and all of that. And then I met one from the shrimpers. I went down myself alone. And I saw this man, he was building a finishing shrimp. And I said, by the way, do you have a boat blessed? No one cares too much about us fishermen. I said, what? He said, I hear about you. I said, that's why I'm down here. I said, would you like to have it blessed? She said, sure, I would. I said, when is it going to be finished? They said, next week. Well, I said, what about blessing next week? I said, okay. What day? What about Sunday afternoon? I said, okay. Sunday afternoon at 2:30. So I went down to the blessed boat. And we went out to sea. And we had spaghetti, macaroni, and all kinds of cookies. And had a very nice afternoon. And of course, he had his friends there. And some of the friends were fishermen too. So one of the men that was in the boat, he said, I have a boat that's never been blessed. Would you bless my boat? I said, okay. I said, would you do it next Sunday? Same time, so we down here. Had a saying, blessing, and we down to see, had a fiesta. And the following Sunday, I was down again, and the priest, I was a pastor of the cathedral, so, and the priest said, I guess you're going out to bless some more boats. So, I said, yes. I said, you know, I was getting fat by the week, and I enjoyed meeting these people. And if I'm going to say I kind of spoke their language, they spoke my language, and I felt I could do something for them. And I said, why can't we have one big blessing? I said, let's have a meeting. We'll get all the men together. So we had a meeting, and we decided, they thought it was a wonderful idea. So we decided on Palm Sunday. So then I said, well, I got to have publicity. So I started my program, and I publicized it, and I had a Saturday Evening Post, a Maloney feature writer, I had Rodden Reed, Movie Tone, I had quite a few. I had the Punch Hotel, I had two offices there. We had the Crown of the King and the Queen. And then the day of the blessing, we had a solemn high mass, a procession from the cathedral to the fort. Well, I think at the San Mass, the vast majority of them, they all attended the Mass and were the Saints Holy Communion, and we had special prayers there for the families. Then we had procession, and we had the King and the Queen, and Knights of Columbus were there, and we had about 100 altar boys. And then we went proceeding up to the fort. There we had the army to give the taps, blow the bugle, and the fire the volley. Then we had the Navy flyers. I think Commander Mason was a skipper over here at the base, was very kind to me. And we had a Navy come down with the planes. They formed a cross, and then they formed an anchor, and lowered the wreath down on the Thames of Spain. We had the first blessing of shrimp off. We had slapped over 10,000 people on the British lines. From there on, then,
I didn't know any of that. That's terrific.
Oh, it was the biggest day in St. Augustine. We had like I said, the Pines Hotel. I mean, we had a trolley the King and Queen, you see. I mean, a dance, I mean, dress formal, everything's formal. And I mean, the robes, and they rolled in the chariot, I don't know. Wagon, I was wrong, but chariots. And I forget now that, well, it's a beautiful from the fort. Then we blessed the boats there. Now, I haven't got the blessings. I see, I have shut off now. San Francisco. Asking me for, the details about what did I do, and the prayers and all that, from the Cardinal, from Archbishop Mini, who's the Archbishop. So they started, or he started. And then afterwards, of course, no, I had nothing to do with this. The song, Shrimp Boats Are Coming, I said that was after the New Orleans had the best of Shrimp Boats. You have to say, honestly, no, I'm not positive, sure about this, but I think we were
first.
You could check that.
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
Where did you get the prayers from, or the blessing from?
There's a ritual, you see. Of course, Normandy, they had that was quite a day for these people. They were big fishermen. And I think I got I'm not sure now. Ships going down to sea, and the people. Well, there's been a lot written, poems and everything like that. About men going down to sea, and then about women praying on the beach, and then when the storm was at sea, where they and light a candle and invoke the divine blessing. There's beautiful prayers for fishermen. So much so that I go down to the Caribbean. I just chat on a ship, some princess. It's always, I always say a prayer, at Sunday morning for all those seamen who lost their lives at sea. and then for the children and for the women. Mm-hmm. And that has been the custom down for the years. There seems to be a bond of friendship between the people on land near the shores and non-fishermen, not sailors, but the people away from the sea realize the danger of the sea. And they prayed for these people that, you know, did not realize what great dangers they were in. Mm-hmm. So there's a union there of friendship and prayer and fellowship. And they stuck together, and that's how they help one another, because fishing in the inner street, you know, is just something like the citrus today. Mm-hmm. It's up and down.
You're from Ireland originally, born in Ireland?
That's right.
And came to this country as a Catholic priest? Or just,
no, as a student.
As a student and became a priest here?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Were you familiar with the blessing ceremony in Ireland as a younger person?
No, because I was a name. Of course, I knew about it.
Oh, you did?
I mean, I read about it.
Uh-huh. Had you ever seen anything like that before?
No. No, primarily I went there to help these people. I mean, because I like these people. The St. West Augustine was not the, the homes are not as beautiful maybe as they were in other parts. And the shrimping business are not so good at the time. So, like I told you about this old priest, Father Castro, was the one who asked me if I wouldn't go down to West Anderson and to help these people. Now, the help, well, spiritual help, that's what I would help. And then when I saw that they were building boats, then it was being a pastor, I looked for the spiritual inner, the blessing of.
Were these shrimpers, by and large, Catholic?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Do you happen to remember any of the names of the boat builders in particular? I know Teleachus, Exnides. There were a bunch of them, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. I mean, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah.
I'm always interested in boat builders. We don't make wooden shrimp boats very much anymore.
No.
And that's one of the things we're going to document is a shrimp boat builder. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Harry Exnides, I don't know if you know him.
You mentioned one that I know very well.
Teleachus?
Yeah, I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And you said his brothers moved away?
Yeah, John and I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I knew quite a few of them, but now,
uh-huh.
I mean, you know, I've met thousands of people since then.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, all right, okay, then I need another question.
Did you have special vestments that you wore for the blessing, just for this one occasion, and why did you wear the ones that you wore?
Well, as I said, we had about 100 altar boys. And we had a guard of honor and a crucifix. The crucifix is one of the oldest crucifixes in the United States. And I think, I may be wrong on this, I think it is solid silver. That and the sanctuary lamp. St. Augustine, you know, the sanctuary lamp with the red light on it. That's supposed to be one of the oldest. That and the crucifix. Yes, they had plus what I call a lace alb and a stone and a coat. And then, of course, it's Palm Sunday. They carry palms. And that's our Lord's Triumphal Entry into Jerusalem.
Was there a reason you had the ceremony on Palm Sunday every year?
Now you know more about this. When does the shrimping season start?
Well,
I think it starts right after Easter.
Is that right?
I think so. Now, isn't that?
Okay.
I think that's one
that's
of the reasons. I think.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was an idea. See, we have procession on Palm Sunday, the carrying the palms.
Hmm.
So like, as you know, our Lord, they carry two palms and vestments and so on. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Son of David. But I think it's shrimping season. Of course, it's Easter varies. So.
Yeah.
But I think that was the reason. That the season opened right after Easter. So. Of course. And then, of course, Easter, all these people go out and celebrate, go out and picnic in their boats for Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Did this celebration make you feel real good personally?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Well, it not only made me feel good, but it made the people, the townspeople, the whole city, I mean, turned up. But they were, that's the first place, the first dance, Carnation Ball. That was an evening gown to be. Had in the St. Augustine, the Royal Soul. I mean, it stimulated business too, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the getting together, the whole city, this has said to me that this is a citywide celebration. That rich and the not so rich and so on like that. They were all together and they were all dressed up. And then the blessing of God was invoked on all the city. And of course, like I say, there were 10,000 people whoever clocked that was on the Bridge of the Lions. Well, you get that number of people. And maybe 1,000, 2,000 will buy something. So that's good for the economy too.
Mm-hmm.
And this picture went to all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good publicity for St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I say, we had the Army, the Navy, and a Fox Film Company, Movie Tone, Flood, Rod and Reel, and we got all the ads and all like that for the motors and stuff like that. They had a beautiful program. So it was a day of joy and jubilation. And naturally, because on that day, the church rejoiced to see Hosanna to the Son of David.
What was the significance of the king and queen, or the crowning of the king and queen involved in this? And why was that done?
Well, I think in the festivals, I think, ancient times, they always appointed, I mean, the king and the queen. I mean, of course, that's the European, so it came from the European
customs. One, I think you told me over the phone that something about Normandy, France being a place where they had a blessing.
That's right, yeah.
How did you know about that? By reading?
Yes, uh-huh. And I guess, of course I got literature on it. I mean, I had a very nice ritual, I mean, prayers and all like that. Now, there was one priest that had it. Maybe there's someone in St. Augustine that's, maybe there's one in the library, or some of the shrimpers would have, some of the problems. Oh, maybe they had a problem. Maybe even. Gulf Oil and Standard Oil and all like that, and bulk builders that's known in other cities up north. So, but it's quite clear to me that there's no every Sunday. I say now, of course, being the pastor of Cathedral, you've got a lot of work. And, you know, I had, I think, the Holy Masses, and you get tired after. I mean, I used to attend all the Masses. Then we had not only the cathedral, but we had St. Agnes's, another church, up near where the shrine is now. So, then I said, well, let's get together. Of course, I was interested in the town, the city, because I think, you know, I like progress, and I will tell you this, you know, if you go into some ancient, quaint places, you know, and you try to change, you know, it's just like the old Irish, it's good enough for my grandfather's good enough for my father's good enough for me, so I want to bring the town back. Just, I mean, like my football team, Cox was named. We had a football team that I didn't win any game. They didn't have any uniforms, only just a piece of uniform. So I got Cox. He's known the Department of Recreation, Ed Cox, the Hebrew magician. We became one of the best teams in Florida. From being the worst. I mean, I always say that a man has a backbone, not a wishbone. But that's me, maybe I got up in where angels feet tread. But, you know, a horse is not good unless he's got a box and really. And, you know, you're not accommodating by sitting here, saying no. So you've got to. And for the sake of people to do good for them, you've got to, you know. Well, be the lead. I didn't want, I mean, no publicity or anything like that. Because I always avoided publicity. But for good of the people, good in the sit town. Catholic is Protestant, all the same. I mean, they're all human beings. No. And if I were to say, I got all the cooperation from all the people in St. Augustine. And that's why it was such a great success. And it's just like now, they had a bunch of flags and everything decorated, the whole city was decorated. The Navy, so the Navy boys that came down, as I said, they had the planes there, and they had the army, the fires, blowing the taps, and doing so. And it was just colorful. And then, of course, the people that dressed up too, and see the Minotaurs, you know, they have colorful dress, like from the Spanish, you see. They walk in the procession too. And the horses were all decorated with the headgear and stuff like that.
How about the boats, the shrimp boats?
Oh,
they decorated
all
that too?
Shrimp,
and right. They still decorate them?
Yeah, that's all, yeah. The flags were flying up. I often thought, you know, to have it at night. I mean, Now I thought of it. Have you ever been down to San Juan? Well, St. Thomas. The ships come in there, and there's maybe four or five ships side by side there. And they have all the lights on. It's a sight to behold. I mean, to see the outline and all, to see the lights. I mean, it's just, to me, it's Hollywood, you know, it's best. But it's good for you. I mean, you don't have to spend a lot of money, but it is beautiful. If you want some nice photographs, pictures, say, for a movie camera, that would be beautiful.
That's what
I have thought of. I mean, if you had a facility, to, I guess you could have, I don't know, but the boat sort of lit up with different lights. And then have some floodlights. Yeah. I think you could do it up here, where the shrimpers are.
Oh, Mayport?
No.
Fernandina?
Fernandina.
Uh-huh.
You know, the pier there.
Oh, the wharf, yeah.
Well, that could be.
Yeah.
You could do it there, I mean. Easier than St. Augustine because you've got a long pier there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen it, but I'm gonna see it not this weekend, next weekend, first time.
Well,
we're
gonna have it a week from Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. St. Augustine, or?
St. Augustine.
Are you been down there?
Yeah.
How about Fernandina has it later on?
Yeah, they do. They have it as part of their shrimp festival. And it's a huge, huge weekend, kind of, and it's not as solemn a procession, I don't think, or, you know, I just thought it was better to photograph it in St. Augustine. I thought there was more feeling.
Yeah, yeah, when they see the bishop, it'll be blessed.
It'll be a bit blessed, yeah, and Father Baker will assist him.
That's
right. So, yeah, I really can't wait. I'm a Catholic. I grew up in a Catholic church, and I always really loved just the beauty of the vestments Catholic priest wore and the insides of the church. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's just going to be a really nice.
It's really nice. You see, he wear a coat. And with the bishop, he lays mitre on, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And, as I say, remember that you're going to have, take a look at the crucifix. It's a beautiful crucifix.
And he'll be carrying that?
No, the altar boy, that would be the lead of that.
Oh, okay. See, I don't even know what really happens here.
See, the crucifix goes first.
Okay.
And then you're going to get two altar boys. And then you got a flag bearer, so you see the stars and stripes and the paper flag, the church flag.
Hmm.
And then, it says the National Guard, the Knights of Columbus, then they have the Guard of Honor with the bishop. Then you got the altar boys. I don't know about how many altar boys you have. And then, different organizations will march. Now, I don't know, they may shorten the march, I mean, the number of people. It depends who's organizing it. See. Like now, the Holy Name Society be there, or the Dogs of the American Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, so.
I think Eddie Musalem. He's organizing it again. And he tells me the shrimpers are going to be first. They'll be the first in line to be blessed.
Right.
And then after that will come the rest of the...
then there's private
shrimpers. I'm only more or less interested in the shrimpers because that's what the program's about. And I'm just excited first so that I can get some good shots of the shrimpers.
Uh-huh.
I may even have a chance to be on one of the boats. Dominic Tringali?
Yeah,
his family has been down there for a while.
And you mentioned... That's with an S.
Salvatore? Yeah, Salvatore.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Salvatore is playing the organ.
Oh, is that right?
For wish I was going to say something. Here, the lead off boat, the one I said that went around the world, and was the Ave Maria.
Huh. And that was a...
That's what I mean, when it first started.
Huh. Huh. I didn't know that.
And if you go to Tallahassee, though I don't know if they keep it, these, it's just a publicity fall for, I mean, for the state.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for the, that was incorporated. No, I don't know if my pictures are, but it said what a blessing to go to, and I think you can see the Ave Maria, but first time this is quite a few years ago.
And the Ave Maria was a shrimp boat?
Yeah. Oh. See, on the boat you get me.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are called after saints.
Yeah, exactly.
All for their wives and daughters.
Mm-hmm. What does Abba mean?
Hail Mary.
Hail Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Okay.
Hello, Mary.
Well, no, and there would be a picture of something in Tallahassee?